One of several dozen systems that made up the region of space known as the Centrality, the Ocean, much like the corporate sector, had been left to develop in its own fashion. Some of the galaxy's most unusual planets were located in the Centrality. But what set the Ocean system apart and made it a hub for tourism was an annual stellar event known as the Flame Wind, a radiation storm of shifting colors that lasted 3 weeks and was said to provoke emotional reactions in spectators. Almost 50 years earlier, Lando and his droid that would be a spacecraft, Vuffy Raw, had been forced to negotiate the Ocean system during a flame wind without the aid of the Falcon's navicomputer. Over the centuries, Ocean 7 had become not only a base for exploring the Centrality, but a gambling center as well, with elaborate casinos modeled after other wonders of the galaxy, both natural and artificial, past and present, strung out along a 50-kilometer-long strip known as the Ribbon. The former Ithor and Vortex's Cathedral of Winds, present-day Kashyyyk, and even Republic-era Coruscant were among the planet's richly detailed facsimiles, lovingly recreated by an entertainment consortium known as Planet Dreams Incorporated, whose current vice president was none other than the one-time owner of the Millennium Falcon, Six Truvy. Attendants were on hand to see to the Solo's every whim when the Repulsor limo came to a halt at the Ocean Resort's majestic entrance. First to exit, Leia said, "Oh no." Han saw why. A lavish runner had been rolled out for them, lined on both sides with uniformed Centron species staff members and servant droids. Accustomed to pomp and circumstance, Alana took all of it in stride, and C-3PO in undisguised delight. But it had been a long while since Han had allowed himself to be subjected to such deferential treatment. The lobby had been cleared of guests, and a small army of managers, assistant managers, concierges, event planners, and hospitality specialists was arrayed before the front desk. Off to one side stood a group of A-list celebrities and entertainers, some of them making discreet use of their comlinks to capture holo images.
"Captain Solo, Princess Leia, and Mistress Amelia,"
a thin-faced, spotless-attired human began.
"If only we had been notified sooner of your arrival, we would have been better prepared. It's a pity you were not here last month for the Flame Wind, which was spectacular this year. Regardless, we have moved guests from the penthouse suite to accommodate you. Naturally, the suite and all services will be complimentary, and a personal staff will be placed at your disposal. You will enjoy unlimited credit in the casino, and of course, should you prefer private games..."
"Actually, we're not here to gamble," Han said.
"Oh, I see. Well, in that case, private performances can be arranged at the moment the Ocean is proud to present the Saffin Omelette Group, Moosh Cole and the Kinetic Crew of the Molepole Circus, among a host of others."
The manager gestured to his subordinates.
"The Ocean would also be happy to arrange sightseeing visits to Rafa 4, Tramas 3, the Thonbaka Star Cave Nebula, or other destinations in the Centrality."
"That won't be necessary," Leia said pleasantly.
The manager bowed slightly.
"Of course, if you've come simply for privacy..."
"We were hoping for a chance to speak privately with Six Truvy," Han said quietly.
The manager stared at him. Han returned a blank look.
"Isn't he still the owner?"
"Captain Solo, I'm sorry to have to report that Six Truvy passed on some weeks ago."
Han lowered his head. But before his full disappointment could show, the manager added,
"But the Ocean is now owned by his children, and I'm certain they would be more than happy to speak with you about whatever matter has brought you here. In fact, they had hoped to fete you privately once you were settled in."